Beer on Show number 7.
I like beer. Beer on. Holy shit. I'm a for-profit person. Ooh, shiny. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. This is gonna be fun, people. This is gonna be a train wreck.
Mmm. Hell yeah. Hey, everybody. How's it going? It's Big Joe here. You're listening to the Big Joe Show. And is it the Big Joe Show? Fuck. I guess I'm drunk. I don't even know the name of my show. The Beer On Show. Yes. Thank you very much. I'm here all night. Try the veal. Tip your waitress. Yeah. So here we go. I'm ready to go. It's Valentine's Day. Isn't that just fan-fucking-tastic? Yes. That's what it says on the calendar, Valentine's Day, but I've given it a couple different names. Number one, I'm sure someone else has given these names, but you know what? I've given them. That's what I'm calling them today. Number one, Singles Appreciation Day, or SAD. And that's kind of self-explanatory. And you know, the reason for me, it's Singles Appreciation Day because I am currently single. And, you know, that kind of sucks ass, you know? And, you know, it's a bitch. I really hate it. And, you know, I'm sure that'd be completely different, you know, as if, like, yesterday I got a girlfriend or some shit like that, you know? But here I am, all alone in the world. I'm, you know, single. Eh, cares. Big deal. Or, you know, whatever. You know, I'm not gonna get into, oh, I'm so lonely. Oh, I have to be with someone at all times. Oh, feel sorry for me. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, fuck that shit. Hey, there goes the explicit tag. Ding! So, you know, whatever. Hey, so hopefully I'm going to start changing things soon, you know. Getting, you know, really doing something to look for a lady. Seeing that I hate the bar scene and everything, you know. Or going to clubs. All you hear in the background is, as you're trying to have a conversation. Hi, what's your name? Huh? What's your name?
Oh, my name is Karen.
Sharon?
No, Karen.
Oh, Karen, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, what the hell? So, how you doing tonight?
What?
How you doing? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm having fun. Are you having fun?
Yeah, I am. It's cool. I like this place. I've never been here before.
Yeah. I've been here. It's cool.
Yeah, that's right. It's cool.
So, what do you do?
What?
What do you do?
What? I ain't no hoe.
And that's where it ends. You know. So, yeah, that's not fun. And so I try and avoid all that bullshit. And it's, you know, so fuck that. And I hate clubs and, you know, overpriced drinks and, you know, watered down overpriced drinks. And plus everybody's all sweaty because they just dance and shit. And I hate to dance. So, you know, fuck that shit. Or, you know, going to bars. It's kind of the same thing. I've never been to a quiet bar where you can actually, you know, excuse me, have a conversation with somebody. Hold on. That burp means I need another drink. Mmm. Oh, yeah. Woo! Yes, tonight, folks, I am drinking rum and coke. It is quite delicious. It's getting me fucked up. So yeah. You know, bars, you know, that ain't cool. And, you know, because if you go to a bar, you end up having to shell out a bunch of money for, you know, some chick, you know. And, you know, there's no guarantee that, you know, she's going to play with your ding-dong or anything. So fuck that shit, you know. So, I don't know what the plan of attack is at this point, but, you know, we'll see what's going on. So, yeah. And the other reason, the other name, coming back to my tangent, my original discussion of, you know, my feelings on this day, is the other name, Corporate Greed Day. This holiday is nothing but corporate greed. You know, we're supposed to, you know, show everybody, you know, that our special someone that we love them by paying $50 for a bunch of fucking flowers that a week ago or a week from now will be $10, and buying cards and shit. I bought 2 cards and it was, you know, $8 or something. It's like, God damn, what the fuck, man? So I'm totally hate this holiday. You know, I'm in a sorry state if I have to use a holiday to show the woman I love that, you know, I love her or something like that. You know, that's bullshit. I shouldn't have to use a holiday to do that. She should already know. I shouldn't have to do it. So fuck that. But everybody tells us, or society tells us, that we have to do these things. And that's a bunch of crap. So, you know, fuck that shit. I ain't doing it. I ain't buying into it. And I hope you're not buying into it, too. It's a bunch of bullshit. Yeah. Oh, boy. I need another drink. Oh, fuck. This thing's running low. Uh-oh. We're in trouble now. Can't stop here. This is backcountry. That's right. So, you know what? Fuck the corporate greed thing. Fuck all that shit. Fuck, 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 fuck. The word of the day, kids, is fuck. Ding! All right. That's a throw out to you, Tim. You fucking rule, dude. So, yeah. Hey, what's been going on with me? I've been working a ton of fucking days. It's been crazy. Work, 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 and work some more. And have, you know, a couple of days off. That's okay. It's payday tomorrow. Company's got to own up. Pay me all that overtime. Ha ha, yeah. And so this weekend, it's going to be kind of cool. I'm going back down. For those of you who don't know, I was born and raised in the San Diego area and still have family there and everything, including my mom. And, you know, I'm going to help her boyfriend move in to her house on Saturday and Sunday and who knows how long. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of, you know, it's going to be cool. I got to use my truck to haul some big items like recliners and TVs and shit. And so, you know, and then I get to hook all that shit up. So that'll be fun. And, you know, I don't know how long it's going to last. And I'm actually going to have a 3-day weekend, you know, the 3-day weekend for King birthday last month. I didn't get that off because I had to work, you know, it was all bullshit. So, So I'll have that off this weekend for President's Day. That's going to be nice. Going to enjoy it. And coming up on the horizon, I'm going to Vegas in March. Going to be real fun. Staying at the lovely, the exquisite, the high-end, the very posh Circus Circus. Yes, I said that correctly. Circus Circus. Ugh. So, you know, whatever. It's like the cheapest on the strip, and I'm not staying off the strip. And you know, I'm totally debating whether I'm going to fly or I'm going to drive or whatever, you know, because right now I can still get in on the El Cheapo airfare from Southwest, and I can go round trip for $116, and it's like, that's like two tanks of gas, which is about what I'd be filling up there anyways, and plus they're going to tear my truck. So, you know what? Fuck it. I really think I'm going to drive or fly if I don't drive. But here's the maybe. I'm going to be there Thursday through a Saturday. And since I have a billion hours of vacation time, I'm thinking, oh, fuck. I'm thinking I'm going to take the whole week off. And Mike and I, who you've heard on the show before, maybe going out to his parents' house in the Phoenix area, which is real close to, you know, all the spring training facilities, and take in spring training for a couple of days and, you know, have some fun with that. And then either fly to Vegas or, you know, the two of us will drive up there and then, you know, eventually drive back or something. I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be real fun. And, you know, even if I have to, you know, fly from Phoenix to Vegas and then from Vegas to, you know, back here to Orange County or Ontario, wherever I'm going to go, is still going to be pretty cheap. So I'm looking forward to it. This is really going to be a lot of fun. I really can't wait. You know, it's a vacation I really need, and, you know, I deserve, because I really haven't gone anywhere in the 2 years that I've been working where I've been. I've got, you know, like I said, a billion hours of vacation. I do know other places I'll be going to, you know, if, yeah, I know I'm totally dreaming and am completely full of shit, but, actually the reason why I'm going to Vegas is for, you know, the Don and Drew meetup and, to meet up with them. Theirs is on a Friday. If I happen to actually have an audience by then, like a large one, hell, we'll have a meetup in my room Thursday night on the 22nd. Or whatever the fuck it is. So that's right. We'll have a meetup. A beer on show meetup, damn it. How cool would that be? I'll be a superstar. Be so awesome. And, you know, that'd be great. So I got a new setup here. Well, before I used to, you know, sit in my squeaky chair and, you know, that's not really comfortable anymore that I need to replace. Or, you know, do something odd like that. I'm trying something different. I'm actually standing right now, and so I can kind of move away and stay focused on the mic like we're kind of doing now. And, you know, I think that's going to work, at least if it's just me and I'm not doing like an hour-long show. I think that'll work really nice. So I really like that idea, and I think it's working out pretty well. So I'm just standing here talking and unfortunately looking around the room, and it, you know, would look like I'm talking to nobody. But I'm talking to you, valued listener, and I appreciate your listenership so much, so much. Yet haven't heard from anyone who hasn't been on this show. Why? I don't know. I don't get it. Oh, it's maybe because nobody knows my show is out. I haven't, like, advertised it, and advertised isn't the word, but put it in like podcasting directories and things like that, like, you know, Podcast Alley or Yahoo Podcasts or whatever else there is out there. I don't know. Well, I think that's about it for now. You know, I've said my piece, and, you know, maybe we'll try and get a co-host again for another one day. Someone we haven't met on the show before, that would be pretty neat. So we'll see about doing that. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. I want you guys to give me a call, leave a comment on our audio comment line, 206-666-JOE1. That is 5661, or hold on. I'm a fucking retard. Yes, 206-666 5631. That's right. Yeah. 5631. Email the show at beeronshow@gmail.com. Add us as a friend on MySpace. MySpace.com/beeronshow. And go to the webpage, which, you know, really has nothing on it other than the show, at beeronshow.podomatic.com. And I'm getting close to getting an actual web hosting and not shitty Podomatic fucking up my podcasts. But, you know, you get what you pay for, I guess. So, yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you later.